Mike Tegubin. Hello, friend, and welcome once again to a few moments of looking into the wonderful treasure of the Word of the Eternal God. We're talking about this treasure because it reveals to us truth that you will find nowhere else in all the world. The truth about where man came from. The truth about where man is going. The truth about the eternal Creator God. The truth about sin that separates man from God. The truth concerning death and where it came from and why death exists. And it tells us about the future and what the future can be for each individual, whether it will be good or bad, according to the choices and decisions we make concerning the eternal God, and whether we know Him and know His Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, as our Savior or not. That is what your eternal destiny and my eternal destiny hinges upon. That is, it depends upon what we will do with Jesus, which is the Son of the Eternal God, and God the Son. Now we've been talking about Almighty God, and today we're going to be speaking about His sovereignty. Now it's a big word, but it means simply the supremacy of authority or rule. That is, the one who is an authority above all other authorities or rules. It means all powerful. The one who is sovereign. In the Old Testament, remember, there are 66 books in the Bible. In the Old Testament, there are 39 books. In the New Testament, there are 27 books. And in the Old Testament, it was written many, many years ago. The first five books are called the Pentateuch. Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus, Numbers, Deuteronomy. Written by the prophet Moses under the inspiration of the Holy Spirit of God. And the New Testament was also written by numerous different men that God chose and inspired to write the different 27 books of the New Testament. The other books of the Old Testament were also written by different men under the inspiration of God's Holy Spirit. That's why Genesis 1:1 agrees with the last verse in the book of Revelation, chapter 21. Yes, beloved, Almighty God knows and has a plan and has a will for you and for me. In 1 Chronicles 29, verse 11 through 12, one of the books of the Old Testament. There we read these words concerning Almighty God. Thine, O Lord, is the greatness and the power and the glory and the victory and the majesty, for all that is in heaven and in earth is thine. Thine is the kingdom, O Lord, and thou art exalted as head above all. Both riches and honor come of thee, and thou reignest over all, and in thine hand is power and might, and in thine hand it is to make great and to give strength unto all. Yes, beloved, that's just a little glimpse of God's sovereignty. of God's authority, of God's rule over the universe. For He's the one that created and brought it all into existence, as we'll see a little later in our study. Again, in 2 Chronicles chapter 20 and verse 6, "And said, O Lord God of our Father, art not Thou God in heaven? And rulest not Thou over all the kingdoms of the heathen? And in Thine hand is there not power and might, so that none is able to withstand Thee?" Yes, beloved, that's who God is. And this was spoken of by one who was acquainted with the eternal God and knew the power of God and was looking to God for help in a dire, difficult situation. Oh, beloved, how wonderful to have the true and the living God as my Lord, as my God, to be able to communicate with Him, to know that He hears my prayers, to see Him grant my petition. Oh, beloved, it's an ordinary, everyday experience to see God hearing and answering prayer. This should be an experience of every child of God, to see God hearing their petitions every day and granting them. Oh, beloved, that's a wonderful fact that can be the experience of every individual who will walk with the Lord, who will let Him be the one that sets upon the throne of their heart to rule and reign their life, to guide their steps, to direct their path. Again, Isaiah, the Old Testament prophet, wrote in Isaiah 40, verse 21 through 26, "To whom then will ye liken me, or shall I be equal, saith the Holy One? Lift up your eyes on high, and behold, who hath created these things that bring out their hosts by number?" He's talking about the stars of heaven. "He calleth them all by name, by the greatness of His might, for that He is strong in power, not one faileth without Him knowing about it." He is in charge of it all, beloved, and of all the stars in the universe. Have you ever tried counting the stars in one portion of the heavens? Beloved, it's mind-boggling, the number of them. And yet God not only knows where they are and all about them, but He has a name for every one of them. Can you imagine that? That's what He says here. He calleth them all by name, by the greatness of His might, for that He is strong in power, and not one faileth. He has a purpose for each one. In verse 28 of Isaiah 40 we read, "Hast thou not known? Hast thou not heard that the everlasting God, the Lord, the Creator of the ends of the earth, fainteth not, neither is weary? There is no searching of His understanding." Oh yes, we've already talked about His omniscience, that He knows everything. And beloved, there's no searching of His understanding. His understanding doesn't have limits like your understanding, like my understanding. In verse 18, "To whom then will you liken God? Or what likeness will you compare unto Him?" Beloved, there's nobody that can be compared unto Almighty God. you and I probably have a habit of comparing ourselves with other people, looking at other people, maybe admiring other people, or maybe you're glad you're not like some other people. But beloved, to God, there's no comparison. There's no one that can compare unto Him. Verse 12 and 13 says, who hath measured the water in the hollow of His hand. I remember riding in a ship one time as we were traveling from the mainland of the United States to the Hawaiian Islands. It was a 4.5-day trip, and out in the middle of the ocean, I remember when the captain said, there's no turning back. We're halfway across, and the only way now we can go is forward. And there was water all around us, and yet He tells us here concerning Almighty God, who hath measured the water in the hollow of His hand. Think about that, beloved. That's how great God is, that He can hold the oceans in the hollow of His hand, and meted out heaven with the span, and comprehend the dust of the earth in a measure. Can you imagine measuring all the dust of the earth in a way that God can do? And weighed the mountains in the scales, and the hills in a balance. That's just mind-boggling, isn't it? It's hard for us to comprehend and understand the majesty of the eternal Almighty God, who hath directed the Spirit of the Lord, or being His counselor, hath taught Him. Who? No one, beloved, because He is Almighty God. He knows all things, and the Holy Spirit of God is the one who comes to earth to convict man of sin, to open our eyes to truth, to help us see we need the eternal God in our life, and we can have Him by believing in the Lord Jesus Christ, His death, burial, and resurrection, and inviting Him to come into our life. He'll hear your prayer if you'll ask Him. Right now, invite me. Goodbye.